I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Howdy, folks. This is Big Jim from Big Jim's Emporium of Useless Shit. And if you haven't been to Big Jim's Emporium of Useless Shit, there is something seriously wrong with you. Get up off your ass and get down here. We got all kinds of useless shit, and we need people to sell it to. Like this here, you gotta get yourself one of these here solar-powered flashlights. Never again will you need to worry about being out in broad daylight without a flashlight. Also, don't need to worry about batteries, because this here solar flashlight uses solar panels and runs straight from the sun. And if the sun ain't out, well, it don't work worth a shit, but in this day and age, you shouldn't be out walking around anyway. A body could get themselves mugged or raped or beaten or killed out there today. And if you're at home, what are you doing? Up, go to bed, get some sleep, wake up tomorrow when the sun's up and your solar flashlight's working again. All right, enough for that. Here's something you got to get yourself. These here are genuine stone pillows. They're hard as shit and you can't sleep on them, but these here are the most durable pillows you can find. And if someone wants to get into a pillow fight with you, hoo-wee, one shot to the head with these babies, fight's over, done, finished, complete, you win, game over. And as far as colors go, we can match any color you need. All you got to do is bring yourself in a can of spray paint. We'll take the sucker out back, spray it down for you, no charge. That's our stone pillows. Now what we got here is a marvel of modern science. You turn on the TV, you hear all day and night about how bad sodium is for you, how big blood pressure go up. You got a guy who puts salt on his french fries. Next thing you know, son of a bitch blows an aneurysm, falls face down to the ketchup. That's no good. But what we got here can prevent that. This here is our sodium-free salt shakers. These here salt shakers keep you from putting extra sodium in your diet, because unlike other salt shakers, this one ain't got no holes. No way to get the salt out. You can shake it all day. You ain't going to get one goddamn milligram of sodium out of the thing. Only way your blood pressure's going up is from the frustrating trying to get the fucking salt out. Down here at Big Jim's Emporium of Useless Shit, we got goods from all kinds of departments. We even just added our own pet department. That's right. We've now got useless animals down here at Big Jim's Emporium of Useless Shit. Like these here dogs. These here are genuine blind seeing eye dogs. When I say blind seeing eye dogs, I don't mean seeing eye dogs for the blind. I mean the dogs themselves are fucking blind. They can't see a goddamn thing. Buy one of these here dogs, give it to the blind person, watch them run into walls and fall down steps and walk right out in the middle of goddamn traffic. Hilarious. A knee slapping good time. For you, not for them. For them, the dog is fucking useless. But that's what you get when you come down here to Big Jim's Emporium Useless Shit. I'm Big Jim, and when you come down to Big Jim's Emporium Useless Shit, I will sell you shit that is absolutely useless. So come on down to Big Jim's Emporium Useless Shit. We're open all hours that you'll be busy doing something else and closed every other time. Need directions to Big Jim's Emporium of Useless Shit? What you do is take any interstate, go down to exit 16, take a right off the ramp, go down three lights, take a left, take another left, drive 73 miles, stop, turn around, go back the way you came, take a left, stop at the next gas station, pull in, get out of the car, walk up to the attendant and ask the guy, where the fuck am I? That name again is Big Jim's Emporium of Useless Shit. See you there.
Received in our newsroom. The killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
I'm retarded.
Turn off the lights and crank up the volume. It's time for Voodoo Radio.
Rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Voodoo Radio.
I want to kill myself, but I'm a machine.
I want you to get this idea of voodoo out of your head.
Interviews, music, and mayhem.
What more could you want?
Stop it! You're out your mind!
Okay, bend over!
What the hell are you doing naked, and what the name of Shiva is that thing?
Leave voodoo spermie alone!
We use the power of rock and roll to change the world!
Woo! I see you shiver with arrows.
Forecast from deep within the bowels of Massachusetts.
All your high odds are belong to us.
You're listening to Voodoo Radio.
Voodoo Radio Zombie Dinner.
Shadow close behind, walk with me. Who am I? Always told what I'm supposed to do. Always told what I'm supposed to say. If they only knew, they let me be. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to be? What do you still tie my sin still. Jake will then I know who I am. Feeling trapped and held down, they want me to feel real strong. I've been confined, I'm taking back my life.
Forgot how that ended. That was Q with What Am I? And welcome, kiddies. It's time once again for Voodoo Radio. This is episode 92, and stupid me forgot to put that in the opener. If you notice, every once in a while we do have that little opener voice that tells you the episode and kind of has like the little, you know, radio type of thing. But anyway, welcome one and all. We got a few people over in the chat room. I had to check it out real quick. Battling between windows for tonight's show, doing another solo show tonight because, as you heard last week's show, Nikki had a loss. A friend passed away, and she was pretty much going to the funeral and everything. So I basically told her to stick around for her friends, you know, basically get the whole mourning process done and over with, and you know, then come back and we'll have a great goddamn show from there. But anyway, we do have a kick-ass show for you. This week, we do have a great lineup, and before we go the first musical block of the night, I'm going to say my week was not that bad, really. I had a great goddamn week spending time with my daughter and my daughter's mother, of course. Things are going pretty damn good, really. I'm getting to know my daughter a little bit. Well, a little bit day by day, and there's nothing like fatherhood. That's all I got to say. Of course, I'm saying this because I'm a new dad and everything, but, you know, whatever. But there's actually been some kind of thoughts about possibly going to the Portable Media Expo this summer. I'm possibly going to be going. I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to have to look into the prices for airfare. But I do have a few people that are saying that they'll hook me up with a hotel room. So hopefully I just don't come back married to Graham or Beer Bear. Oh, but anyway, I just noticed I don't have the camera on. We'll turn the camera on back on in a bit. But anyway, one more thing I wanted to talk about. See, now I was talking about the whole Portable Media Expo and being kind of like a participant in that. I've never gone to it. It's been around for 3 years or 4 years, I think, or more. I'm not 100%. I'm not sure about that. But I'd never gone to the Portable Media Expo. I've always kind of avoided it because I thought it was kind of stupid. But this year it's in fucking Vegas, so I'm definitely like itching to go. I was going to go to PodCamp Boston, which is in July. However, I'm kind of scratching my head about really wanting to go to that because it is $50 to go to that now. It's now no longer free. So, yeah. But anyway, enough of this freaking convention shit that I kind of like brought to the table right now. I just wanted to talk a little bit about it. If you ever go to a convention for podcasting, if you're a listener, definitely check it out. You get to meet some of the people behind the mic, so to speak. But definitely check them out if you can. Portable Media Expo is a free expo, more or less, but you do have to pay to get to Vegas and pay for all the hotels and all that. But sometimes it's well worth it, and I'm actually a little bit excited going to it. So anyway, let me get into the first musical block right now because I kind of like got a lot of things coming up and I kind of ran out of things to talk right in the beginning. Once again, thank you for everyone showing up in the chat room. If you don't join us in the live shows, please download the podcast. You could do so at voodooradio.org. And if you want to join in the live show, we're live every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 Pacific, 6 Mountain, 5, 7, yeah, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. There. And if you're out of the country, figure out it for yourself, okay? I'm not going to convert it over to the UK there. Ultimo. Ultimo, it's, I think it's like, what, almost 1 o'clock over there? Something like that. God damn. Anyway, I'm like hyped up on coffee right now, and I'm just so psyched to get this damn thing out. Nine Inch Nails did release a new album out this week, and I've actually listened to it. It is goddamn awesome. Fucking check it out. It's a free album, free to download. Definitely check it out. Not only that, but it is now Creative Commons licensed, which means podcasters can play it. So anyway, let us get right into a track from that album. Here is Nine Inch Nails with Discipline here on the Voodoo Radio Show. And we'll be right back, bitches!
I need your discipline. paper, scissors? You don't remember rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember being a kid? Well, either case, we got news for you. You can now play rock, paper, scissors against people all around the world by listening to IT Radio at itradio.turkeyband.com. What's even better than that? You can be IT Radio's RPS Intercontinental Champion.
Paper covers rock. Rock makes scissors. Scissors cut paper.
Send an email to title@turkeyband.com with your five hand choices, and you could be the new IT Radio RPS Intercontinental Champion. Warning, IT Radio is not suitable for children of all ages. This show includes dirty words, crude humor, sexual content, childish behaviors, and things we can't discuss legally in this promo. Check them out at itradio.turkeyband.com.
Thank you.
That's the tune from Fresh Body Shop. That was The Game. Before that, we had our favorite Helsinki Vampires, the 69 Eyes with Gothic Girl. Now, I don't know about you guys, but lately I've been getting a lot of spam from, let's say, an old video social networking type site that we were once on called Stickcam. Yeah, I've been getting quite a lot of spam from people who are saying that they're from there. The typical email is kind of like, hey, it's me from Stickcam. You still want to hook up? Well, message me on my Yahoo name. And the name changes with every fucking one. I swear to God. Talk to you soon. Fuck Stickcam and its emo-leading bullshit and lack of email addresses of their user, leak of the email addresses of the users, because that's what I fucking think happened. Fuck then. Fucking, And if you've ever been back to Stickcam lately, it is disgustingly filled with all this bullshit with like 20 different freaking cams going on at once. I swear to God, it cripples most machines every time I go to it. So I stopped going to it. Fuck Stickcam right up the pooper. And it was nice to see the users and everything as we were doing shows, but every once in a while we'd have people coming in. And it was just awful because we couldn't concentrate on what was going on. But anyway, let us get into something a little bit more entertaining.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point, good.
And now... Bend over.
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
That's right. It's time for a little bit of sex talk, kiddies. We're going to be talking about the 25 ailments that can be cured by having sex. That's right. Sex is one of the life's most enjoyable physical pleasures. But did you know that it's also great for your overall health? That's right. Sex has been found to help you with conditions ranging from the common cold to high blood pressure. And although you're not likely to come home from your next doctor's appointment with a scribbled prescription for sex, it can be highly effective as preventative measures and complementary treatment. Listen up and find out what conditions you're protecting yourself from every time you enjoy a roll in the hay. Number one, depression. The help of researchers, just about anyone can agree that sex will make you feel good about yourself and just a little bit more confident. But one researcher said that there's a scientific explanation that goes a little bit further. Professor Gordon Gallup says that there's an unknown chemical in semen that has an antidepressant effect on women. Number two, pregnancy. Sex is both the cause and the cure for pregnancy. Women who are ready to induce labor often have sex to speed up the process, and research backs up this method. Semen contains prostaglandins. Yeah, big word. Prostaglandins. I'm not going to even try to say that again, which helps the cervix prepare to open, and orgasms produce oxytocin, which will help cause contractions. Number three, headaches. Although sex can sometimes bring on a headache, it can cure them too. The tension releases your body experiences during and after sex can ease restricted blood vessels in the brain. Menstrual cramps. Sex acts as an analgesic to relieve menstrual pain, primarily because the relaxation and endorphins sex brings. Number five, arthritis. In his book, How to Treat Arthritis with Sex and Alcohol, rheumatologist Carter V. Maltz asserts that sex as well as alcohol and other complementary treatments can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation associated with arthritis. Number six, the common cold. Manfred Schadowski, a Swiss researcher from Zurich, asserts that sex has a positive effect on phagocytes. Yes, that's right, phagocytes, which are part of the immune system that goes after alien bodies like cold germs and kills them. Phagocytes are increased significantly during sex and will often double after orgasm. Number seven, stress. Orgasms offer a great way to relax, and even non-orgasmic sex offers some relief. Dr. Joshua Golden asserts sex's relaxation properties as well as emotional benefits. Number 8. Now here's a good one. Tooth decay. Kissing as well as oral sex encourages saliva production. This increase in saliva helps to wash food particles from your teeth, prevents plaque buildup, and helps lower decay-causing acid. Additionally, seminal plasma has been shown to prevent tooth decay. So wash your teeth with semen. Number 9, erectile dysfunction, something I do not have a problem with. By exercising your Kegel muscles with frequent sex and delayed ejaculation, men can help strengthen their muscles enough to help with minor erection problems. Number 10, something I actually have, high blood pressure, or had. My blood pressure has been going rather well. Let's see here. Semen has been found to lower blood pressure in women. Sorry, I just noticed that they're talking about women's high blood pressure. Specifically, swallowing semen can help ward off preeclampsia, which is dangerously high blood pressure that sometimes occurs during pregnancy. Insomnia. It cures insomnia. Many people find that the relaxation they experience after sex helps them go to sleep. Number 12, prostate cancer. Listen up, guys. Men who ejaculate more frequently have been found to be at lower risk of developing prostate cancer. And remember, it's masturbation month. It is definitely a way to prevent prostate cancer. Number 13, hangovers. Sex may not save your liver, but it will help you shake off a funk. Having sex will help boost your endorphins and oxytocins, which simulate muscle contraction and help you avoid aggressiveness. Number 14, toxic systems. Sex gets your blood pumping faster, which, of course, helps rid the body of waste. Heart disease, something that I am familiar with. Studies have shown that if men have sex twice a week or more, they tend to have lower risk of heart attack. For women, increased levels of estrogen causes sex to help protect against heart disease. Number 16, stubborn wounds. Studies have found that oxytocin, which is released during sex, can help wounds heal faster. 17, low energy. Sex increases low energy through exercise and emotional well-being. Number 18, minor cognitive problems. When you become sexually excited or have an orgasm, the hormones DHEA is released. DHEA has been found to improve cognition. Skin irritations. The sweat released during sex will clean your pores, helping them to relieve rashes, blemishes, and other skin problems. Number 20, pain. Orgasm releases endorphins, which alleviate pain for just about everything. And this one, obesity. This one I kind of thought interesting. Although doctors are likely to prescribe a sex diet, the fact is that sex is a form of exercise. Performing the act of sex requires physical activity that will burn calories and strengthen your heart. It's especially great exercise for those who have little motivation to get to the gym. Now, this is a funny thing, is because some people say that sex only takes you only burn about the same amount of calories during sex as it take as you burn when you're mowing the lawn. People that say that are doing it wrong. Number 22, incontinence. Every time you have sex, you're exercising your Kegel muscles, which are the same ones you use to stem the flow of urine. Number 23, weak bones and muscles. Sex brings in on a boost of testosterone, which helps make your bones and muscles strong. Number 24, semen allergy. Unfortunately, some women are allergic to their partner's semen. However, along with other treatments, frequent sex has been found to work as an effective desensitization therapy for this allergy. And the final ailment that sex has been found to cure, well, not cure, death. That's right. Sex can help ward off death for men. Professor Stuart Brody reports that men who orgasm twice a week are half as likely to die as those who orgasm only once a month. So yeah, sex is good, and you should do it more often if you're not doing it. And you know what? This is going to take me just a little while to prep here, so bear with me, because I do have to change the picture-in-picture setting on something here. And And I got to keep talking because this kind of came up to me. Seeing that I kind of just talked about sex and everything, I thought it would be best if I kind of brought about something.
Hey, look, you could see me in multiple layers. Yeah.
Okay, that was stupid. Let's see here. I'm just moving this down, and so you guys can kind of see the video and everything. I'm going to make the picture-in-picture be the video, so we'll move the picture-in-picture over there. There we go. And let me minimize my software that I use for the camera. Sorry, folks, on the podcast, I'm due a little bit. I'm going to probably edit that out. Yeah, fuck it. I'm not going to. Anyway, here's a little video. This was actually the ultimate boner breaker here. Let's say you go and got your porn tape, getting the tissues and the lotion and the ices all prepared, and then rather than porno, this lady comes on and talks about safe sex.
Our videos present a pictorial record of some of the many different forms that sexual behavior and fantasy can take. We've designed these videos to inform, educate, and provide a safe means for pleasurable sexual expression. The desire for pleasure and sex is one of the things that make us uniquely human. Unlike most animals, we're driven as much by the need to experience pleasure as by the need to procreate. Our videos are meant to enhance pleasure while exposing you to information on normal sexual variation. These videos...
Okay, lady, if I needed to practice safe sex, do you think I'd be fucking watching a porno movie? Oh, look at my baby. I'm sorry, I got distracted. But anyway, yeah, that I thought was like, what the fuck? Why is there freaking PSAs on porn? People are fucking stupid. But anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up real quick. I didn't play the whole thing because I find the whole thing... I'm sorry, you guys saw me scratch my nose a little bit. But I just thought it was fucking stupid. Stupid as all hell. But anyway, let us get right back into the music, and we're going to go into our second block right about now. Here is Daughters of Fission with All Purpose Meanies here on the Voodoo Radio Show, and we'll be right back, bitches. Just hang tight. We're going to be opening up the phone lines for calls. 413-241-7403, or Skype us as Voodoo Stevie. Ow!
Moments notice, you're so cold. force of your blows, and my dreams are shattered by the force of your words. And my eyes are open, but I can't find the key to lock them shut so you can never see.
Comedy Forecast. Sometimes it's a monologue.
I actually haven't done any of my voice work since episode 15. Back then I was contacted by an offshore production house, and they showed me how they could do my voice cheaper than I could do it.
Sometimes it's a sketch.
Dear class of, what year is this? Really? How time flies when you're increasing tuition.
And sometimes you just hear this sound. To truly know what Comedy Forecast is, you have to listen to it. That's Comedy, the number 4, C-A-S-T. Search for it on iTunes, look for it on Podcast Pickle, discover it on Blueberry, and even check out the website comedyforecast.com.
Sorid with Living Forever here on the Little Radio Show. Before that, we had Convey. Yes. Well, phone lines are open. If you guys want to give us a call, 413-241-7403 is the number to call. Or you can catch us up on the Skype by just giving look for Voodoo Stevie and give us a call. God damn it. Anyway, Mother's Day is coming up pretty damn soon, like this Sunday. If you guys haven't gone out and got your mom anything, kick yourself in the head a few times and get your asses out there. We got a couple of days to do it. It's time for some last-minute shopping. Don't fucking get chintzy on getting your mom something, goddammit. I mean, yeah, a card, it's okay, but, you know, first-time moms, they deserve the best gifts, and I'm not going to say anything. And we do have a few more people that have joined the room since, you know, we've started. I got to give props to Ultimo, actually, because he's you know, fighting kind of like a late night right now. I know it's the weekend already for you, my friend, and I hope you don't, like, have to work tomorrow in the morning or anything like that. But, ooh, my phone's going off. Damn it. I hate this location because we get, like, shitty cell service and the phone kind of, like, kicks in. Anyway, like I was saying, get your moms a great goddamn gift this year because they fucking deserve it. And new moms definitely deserve it too. But, yeah, I'm not going to say anything about what I got this year. And, I got to get my mom something at least. My own mother, it's like, she's got three kids and she's, I'm the first. So I guess I got to man up and get the better gift because, I'm the one who came out of that vajayjay first. First. Anyway, a used condom for your last day. Aw, nothing says love like that, Beer Bear. Anyway, I'm trying to get in touch with, you know what, I'm going to call her now. Because we actually, she's basically said she was out and about because of the funeral and everything. So I'm going to call her right now. She's going to be like, I said a few minutes. Well, guess what? We had to get some fucking phone conversations going, and no one's calling in. So I'm making a call. God damn it, pick up! I just hope Skype works tonight. I hope it doesn't fucking fall out on me again. It tends to do that if you use Skype. You hear people kind of like being all robot and everything. So anyway, that sucked. That totally sucked. So, let me try one more time. God damn it. Fucking Skype! I hate Skype! Sorry. I love Skype, actually. Skype is actually one of our sponsors, so if you don't use Skype, go to voodooradio.org and push that little button that says Skype and download it, please. And thank you, Sky, for showing up. And, of course, a few others. I'm going to name everybody in the chat room at the end of the show, and I just hate this wait that we have to do for fucking Skype to actually start connecting and dialing and stuff. You had to feed the koosh. He doesn't need to eat. There we go. Ringy, ringy. Two ringy dingies. Hopefully she'll pick up. Four ringy dingies. God damn it. Pick up. I believe that. Yeah, that is her number. There we go. And she didn't pick up. God damn it. Ringy dingies. Yes, I know where ringy dingies come from. It's a telephone company commercial, kind of commercials that was done by Lily Tomlin on the Carol Burnett show. Yes, I am that old to remember that. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna have to go into the next block. Yes, I'm that old. God, leave me alone. Fuck the what? Let's get into our last musical break for tonight. And I'm gonna go with some local flavor right now. That's right. These guys are from the whole Eastern Seaboard. I want to call it. It's the whole Northeast. I'm not 100% sure if they're from Massachusetts. They could be from Connecticut. But here is Under Falling Skies with The Surface. And we'll be right back. And we're going to make another phone call. Right after this block.
Something to say? Be a part of the show. Call the comment line at 206-339-VAMP. That's 206-339-8267.
Yes, what is it?
I need to go pooping!
Now, for some more kick-ass independent artists, here on Voodoo Radio.
So, babies don't come out the butt.
Oh,
gotta say, where no one will ever find. And your marvelous episode of pain will very soon be mine. I can't seem to shake this awful feeling.
Here on Voodoo Radio with Believe in Goodbye. And before that, My American Heart with The Shake. Awful feeling. Hey, okay, you know what? I tried a phone call just earlier, and I'm going to try one more time because the person just IM'd me back saying,
"Oh, sorry, dude. I was getting some food and shit. I missed your call. Call again. God damn it."
But, you know, it's the one thing I hate about Skype is it takes forever for it to actually ring or anything, especially with outgoing calls. I don't know why it's doing that. Oh, now it's giving me busy signal, and of course, it's being retarded. I like turtles. And let's see here. I have something crowning. Oh, God. You know what? I got that stuff grounded in my pants right now. And, you know, Bobby, come on, pick up, woman. This is how Beer Bear's first call went with his date. Damn it, woman, pick up.
Hello?
God damn it, woman, pick up the phone and stuff.
Shut the fuck up.
What's up?
Not much. You can drop us off on Main Street.
So,
I need to stop and get some fucking dank, because Heather's already passing out on me. And, like, I have a shitload of work to do tonight.
Slap her around a bit.
I'm not going to slap her around a bit. We've had a long coffee.
A long coffee?
A long day. I've never heard of that. A really long day.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything go okay. Kind of like a wacko or something, or?
No, I mean,
put that fucking finger up to me, girl,
because
that's an invite.
I'm sorry. I've got like a million people talking to me.
Well, tell them to shut up. You're on the radio. God damn it. No.
I'm on the radio, bitches. And let's admit, everybody in the room is here for a Nikki X, because she's the shit up there on the right Haymarket. Yep, everybody, Haymarket Cafe, Northampton, Mass. Good dank.
Good dank.
Got dank, bitches. Got dank. Fuck yeah.
We are. Everyone's saying they are, and they want the bumper sticker. I gotta work on. Oh, cool. I gotta work on the graphics some more this week.
Yeah, you really do need to work on like all the shit, because people don't like Voodoo Stevie. They like a Nikki X because she's way cooler.
No, they actually.
Yeah.
They're not here for either of us. They're here to see pictures of my kid for some reason. They actually wanted me to keep a picture of Emma up during the whole show, because they'd rather look at her than my face.
Oh, how cute!
But so you're gonna be here next week, Nikki?
Yes, I am gonna be there next week.
Okay, but we're ending up the show.
You want to know what? I'm really in a bad mood because I just left the funeral. Guess what? I went to D'Angelo and they didn't have any fucking lobster bisque.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Nikki X is angry. I want a pound of ground Ethiopian cup.
Nothing worse than an angry Nikki X.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I miss and love you. Just for the record.
All right. We got Beer Bear, Ultimo, Trinity, Bro Bear, Devilot, Sky, and Sarah.
Sky?
337.
And Beer Bear?
Yeah, everyone's... Actually, Beer Bear's found a keg. Because he found a keg. And Sky's in there, too.
I can't hear you. I'm in Haymarket. It's really loud.
Just tell everyone, shut the fuck up.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
They don't think that. Okay, clearly they don't think Voodoo Radio is important because they're not listening.
Hey, they got laptops.
We all know the term, so hello, only the cool people listen to Voodoo Radio.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to get some flyers out there in Northampton. You just slap them down on the front of their tables for everyone that has a laptop.
Well, you got to get me some flyers and I'll put them out. Duh.
Beer Bear's melting just hearing you, by the way.
Hi, Beer Bear. Hi.
But anyway, we're going to be wrapping up.
There's no Devi?
What's that?
No Devilot?
No, Devilot's in there.
Oh. But he can't hear anything because he's on dial-up or yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, well, you know how it is.
Yeah. He can download and he'll hear me saying, hey, baby cakes.
He'll be downloading it at work.
I'm about to order my pound of coffee, okay?
All right, we'll catch you later. I'll probably give you a holler later on this weekend.
Oh, I'm gonna be on this weekend.
Yeah.
Hello, I have a sidekick. I'm Perma Online.
Well, we'll see. Right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye,
later. Nikki X, everyone. Of course, you're using the coffee shop that I actually like up in the Northampton, Mass area. Definitely a great little coffee shop to just chill. But anyway, we are closing up. We're wrapping up the show for tonight. Please dig us on dig.com. Vote for us on Podcast Alley and Vital Podcasts. I want you guys to go to Vital Podcasts, actually voodooradio.vitalpodcasts.com. Click on vote. Do it once a day. Get us up there. We are number 13 in this month, actually. And if I am not mistaken, we're still stuck at 19 overall out of all of their podcasts, which to me, being in the top 25 is a good feeling. Definitely vote for us. Let's see us get up there. I'd like to see us up on the top 10, maybe need number one. It'd be great. Yeah, really. Especially in the music section, it'll be great to be the number one podcast because we are one of the best podcasts, musical podcasts that are out there. Also, give us a review on iTunes if you can. I haven't had one of those in a long time. Add us as a friend on MySpace. That's myspace.com/voodooradio. myspace.com/voodoostevie is my personal one. Or you can add Nikki X at myspace.com/poisonxgirl, if I'm not mistaken. She'll probably kill me later if I got it wrong. You could also subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or through the feed normally, using a different feed aggregator, such as like even in Winamp, you can have subscribed to podcasts, goddammit. So if you're going to our website every week to see if we put something up, why? Why are you doing that? Just grab the feed address and put it into a feed aggregator. If you don't know how to do that, give me a holler at show@voodooradio.org and I'll tell you how to do it. Or steve@voodooradio.org. Or you can also email Nikki now at nikkix@voodooradio.org. We are going to be back next week and we'll have the full cast. We won't be up here in the, I want to call it Studio B. This is Studio L for the living room. anyway, I am going to be heading out and we're going to head on out with something a little bit more mellow. And it's one of my favorite kind of mellow artists, singer-songwriters, you know, kind of like folky type of music. But he's actually good. Don't knock it. Until you hear it. This guy actually allows you to download his entire discography for free. And believe me, guys, free is good. You could also download Nine Inch Nails' new album for free. That's right. Go over to nin.com and you'll see the slip available for free. Get it? Got it? Good. Here is Josh Woodward with I'm Letting Go. And this goes out to... No, I'm not going to do it that way. Josh Woodward, I'm letting go. We'll catch you next week, kiddos. Bye.
We love you.
Baby, I'm coming home.
I've been sleeping with the lights on, buried in regrets, breaking into sweats, naked as a falling leaf. It's a natural reaction, driven to distraction, clawing at the ghost I'll never meet. Oh, and I don't know where they go when they vanish in the corners of my eyes. And I don't know why, I don't know if they stay below or rise up to the sky. But I'm letting go, I'm letting go. It's a history that never really grows. I'm letting go, I'm letting go. It's a silent wind that never really blows. I'm letting go. Slave without a master, heading for disaster, kicking up the dust in the middle of the road. I've been waiting on a free ride, ticket to a seaside thicket on the edge of Puget Sound. There I'll sit, I'll admit that I was only just a guest inside my skin. And by the dawn I'll be gone and won't be holding on to anything again. I'm letting go, I'm letting go.
fake. You're not going to hear that again. Anyway, thanks everyone for showing up tonight. God damn it. You fell asleep listening to this the first time there, kiddo. Anyway. What happened? What happened? I forgot to hit stop after current on this. But you know what's funny? I'm still recording.